Hidden Identity, a memoir by Lynn Grubb. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. Author's note: some names, locations, and minor details have been fictionalized to protect the privacy of the people discussed in this book. Otherwise, this memoir is true, based on experiences, interviews, research, genealogy, memories, and opinions of the author. Because I was an infant at the time some of these events occurred, there are small portions that are a work of creative nonfiction, combining documentation, interviews, and imaginations. It seemed like fate was always leading me to the right door. Glenn Campbell. Cradle Baby. A photo of Bob Hope displayed prominently on the grand piano. The student nurses arrive in starch white, eager to lovingly care for 60 babies. Hands scrubbed clean, always fighting germs. No mothers in sight. Babies with new names. Assigned cubicles containing sinks and glass bassinets. Rows of babies sleeping on their backs with black lights glowing. Diaper changes, feedings, and rocking on schedule. Clean, oh so clean. Large donations from grateful families ensured their care. Social workers spin tales of forgetting and future marriage, documenting details in classified files. Vivid descriptions of faces and bodies, examining children for imperfections. Questions, pressure, unknown fathers. The unadoptables lived on the third floor. Cerebral palsy, trisomy 18. Where were the biracial babies? There were no black babies. Latina? All white babies born with silver spoons in their mouths, the newspapers reported. Matching babies to new parents to look more natural, as if born too. Introduction. Walking. I am listening to a deeper way. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. Linda Hogan, Native American writer. The American media loves to showcase adoption reunion as the climax of an adopted person's journey. I get it. Everybody loves a happy ending. What you rarely see is the emotional toll this process takes on the people affected, nor do you often see stories of adoptees who find rejection or a grave at the end of their searches. The complexity of adoption is not well understood in a society that only wants to believe the fantasy of adoption is a better life. I began writing this book for my future descendants. I wanted them to understand why they will never find a vital record connecting me to either side of my biological family. As I became involved in the adoption writing and search community and heard hundreds of stories in support groups, at adoption conferences, and in personal conversations, I realized that my story is not unique. It is the story of so many of the baby scoop era mothers and adoptees whose life trajectories were changed due to collective societal secrecy and shame surrounding out-of-wedlock pregnancy. This mindset carried into the legislative arena, resulting in the sealing of adoptees' original birth certificates. At first implemented to protect the adoptive family from the stain of illegitimacy, the laws would later prevent adult adoptees from accessing their own birth and adoption records. My story would have looked very different if these laws had not existed. I would have gone to Vital Statistics to order my original birth certificate like everyone else, learn the identity of my mother, and would have reached out to her in my 20s. In the present time, these closed records laws are misinterpreted as protecting birth mothers who were, in theory, promised anonymity. Courts have ruled that birth mothers were never guaranteed anonymity by law because there was never any guarantee a relinquished child would be adopted. If an adoption is not finalized, there is no sealing of the birth certificate. With the rise of genetic genealogy, U.S. adoptees are no longer solely dependent on an inaccessible paper trail. We have something better that we have been carrying around with us all our lives, DNA. Decades-old cold crimes are being solved every day with this technology. But before it was used to identify the Golden State Killer, it was originally developed by a group of smart and savvy researchers to determine an adoptee's unknown parentage. With a bit of saliva or a swab of the cheek, we are connected to relatives from all over the world. It's truly a miracle that this technology came along during a time when I had completely given up any hope of learning the identity of my biological father. There are not enough words to describe the level of angst I have felt about the collective withholding of my identity by parents, professionals, and the government. I channeled some of this angst into my advocacy work with the Adoptee Rights Coalition, where we educate annually at the Legislative Summit. I spent a decade processing new information gleaned at writing at my blog, No Apologies for Being Me, where I received hundreds of thoughtful comments. My decision to write publicly about adoption resulted in many anthology collaborations and ultimately some great friendships. The adoption community has held me up when I wanted to give up, and I am eternally grateful for their support and guidance.